I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea has apparently executed 80 people for watching TV and possibly owning Bibles. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says this report highlights the risk faced by Christians. In spite of that, though, God's word is still reaching people via balloon launches. And after that, it's all about discipleship via radio.
Some of that radio ministry is discipleship teaching. Some of it is the stories of persecuted Christians, and some of it is actually just simply reading the Bible very slowly in a way for people to be able to write it down.
The church is under fire in North Korea. There are ways you can help at our website. Meanwhile, school is an opportunity to learn and become more knowledgeable. Everyone learns differently. Some find it comes easier than others. Orphan Outreach has an orphan graduate program in St. Petersburg, Russia. A huge change is seen in their graduates as Christ becomes the center of their life. Pray their students will be encouraged by one another to work hard. Pray Christ will continue to do great things in the lives of these students. And when was the last time you gave a gift that changed somebody's life? This Christmas, give a life-changing gift to refugees in Burma with the help of Partners Relief and Development. Steve Gumer.
The whole idea behind this campaign is to give people the opportunity to give alternative gifts that are meaningful and that make an impact both in the physical and material lives of refugees that we work with and in their lives for the kingdom of God.
The campaign is called Love in Any Language. Visit our website for those gifts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World.
Do you hear what I hear?
Help Mission Network News with your gift of any amount. I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.